Welcome to CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA Tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time, or are new to CRA Today, you will find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Well, it's time for another CRA tip. So this one is for the intermediate small banks, the ISBs. I recently received a question through direct messages in LinkedIn. It was from someone who is newer to the CRA and within an ISB bank. And the person asked, well, I understand that I don't have to report my lending data. So do I need to actually review it? And how would I go about that? Well, I indicated it was a great question. And then I referred that person to one of my favorite resources, and that's Banker's Quick Reference Guide to the CRA. Now, this is dated in 2006, but it's one of my favorites. And why it's my favorite is that it's a quick review of all of the performance standards, and it delineates how your examiners will go about evaluating your performance under the lending test, and in this case, for the ISB, also under the community development test. So in the show notes, I'll link to that. So I responded by sharing some best practices. And even though ISBs are not required to report, I always say it's so important to know what your performance is before the examiners, right? So you would need to at least pull down the data on an annual basis, if you're new to this, and reflect on some of the key performance standards. Now, for an ISB, of course, that's the loan-to-deposit ratio. So the question that the examiners are trying to answer is, for all of the deposits you take in, then what is the percentage that you're actually redeploying in credit to meet the credit needs of a community? And so that loan-to-deposit ratio is reflected in a percentage, and it's one of the most foundational elements of the CRA. Examiners don't necessarily want banks just to sit on a pile of deposits. They want to see that you're actually redistributing credit and opportunity out in the community for which you serve. The next step in evaluating your lending performance as an ISB is to look at your in and out ratio. And the question that the examiners are attempting to answer is, are you extending credit mostly within your assessment area? We want to make sure that you are redistributing the credit within the community for which those deposits were derived. This is generally reflected in a percentage, and oftentimes we look at the 50% mark as somewhat of a benchmark. We have to be really careful about being under 50% and ideally, certainly over around maybe 70%, but there's no specific benchmark. You have autonomy here to indicate why you think your percentage is meeting the credit needs of the community in context. So you get to wrap around some performance context to the extent your percentages are low. And that is the art of the CRA, where you get that autonomy, yet you need to be able to defend performance with performance context. Then you'll want to look at the record of lending based on borrower income and then size of business. This is so critical and one of the foundation elements of the CRA. So you'll need to download data somehow to be able to compile it and to be able to answer the question that the examiners we'll ask is, are you meeting the credit needs of individuals of various income levels and not to exclude low to moderate income people? And are you lending to just big corporate entities, or are you actually meeting the credit needs of small business? So these are some of the questions the examiners are asking themselves as they review your lending performance based on income levels and size of businesses. Next, the examiners are going to look at geographic distribution of loans. And the question they're attempting to answer there is, well, you're taking in deposits. Are you redistributing credit throughout your assessment area and your communities and not to exclude low to moderate income geographies or distressed and underserved middle income areas? So very foundational again. What is your geographic distribution of loans? So you may use a system to help you with CRA, small business, or Home Mortgage Disclosure Act compliance. So you might be able to extract poor performance or examiner tables and then evaluate your performance on at least an annual basis. So that's how I answered the question. I've referred this person to my favorite resource, but then went through the foundational elements of analyzing lending performance and doing so from the examiner's perspective so that you can get in front of your examiners and know how well your bank is doing before they are on site for an exam. And that is, of course, the art of CRA, as I mentioned. Sometimes easier said than done if you are within an intermediate small bank and you're wearing many hats, but it is absolutely a best practice and something to strive for. And I would also say, reach out to get some help from your compliance team members or the lines of businesses to make this happen. Anyway, I hope that was helpful and a quick tip to help you as you navigate the CRA provisions for intermediate small banks. Until next time, bye for now.
Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.